The Pew Center for the People and the Press finds around 9% of likely voters describe themselves as undecided, and that's more than at this time 4 years ago. Joining me now to talk about this and other matters in the political world, NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Welcome back, Ron.
Good to be with you, Madeline.
So 9% of likely voters, they are going to vote, but they are undecided. How could they possibly not know who they're going to vote for 2 weeks out?
Couple of different possibilities. Number one, maybe they aren't going to vote. They think of themselves as likely voters, but if they haven't got a candidate they want to vote for, they may not. On the other hand, they may have decided, but just not want to share that information with the pollster. And then, of course, there's also the possibility they are just plain undecided at this point.
Now, there is a difference between these undecideds and what are known as swing voters, and these aren't voters from swing states. They are swing voters.
That's right. There are swing voters in every state, and only some states have that balance of people who tend to go generally Democratic or generally Republican that make them swing states. Some states also have a very long tradition of there being a strong sense of independence so that the party registration is smaller in those states, and people just tend to identify less with the two major parties.
Okay, well, let's talk about where the two candidates will be in the next several days and who they're going to be appealing to, presumably the undecideds and the swing voters. So where are they, and what does that tell you about where the campaigns are headed?
Interesting itineraries, because the candidates, as usual, are going to be in the same states, but they're all going to be in what we call red states. We've got a series of toss-ups in Nevada, in Ohio, in Virginia, in Florida. These are all states where you would have assumed the McCain-Palin ticket would be well ahead at this juncture, but in each of those states, there are polls showing Barack Obama ahead, in some cases substantially ahead.
Okay, so what about places like West Virginia? I've heard that he might actually go there and campaign. Senator Obama might go there and campaign. West Virginia?
Right now, the polls have closed up into the mid-single digits in West Virginia, and they're pouring money in. They're buying ads there. And, of course, as we know, the Obama campaign is flush with cash. So they're going in there. They're going into North Dakota. They're pressing their case in Indiana. And these are states that no one really expects to go anyway but Republican this year, but they're closing the gap.
Speaking of flush with cash, Barack Obama reported $150 million that he raised in September. That is obviously record-shattering. And does it mean the end of public financing?
You know, there are many nails already in that coffin. In the public financing world, they pretty much doomed the long-term health of the system by not indexing it sufficiently so that it could expand with the cost of running campaigns. The primaries, you saw all the major candidates say, we can't live with the spending limits that go with the public financing, so they opted out. When we got to the general campaign, for a while both candidates were toying with the idea of taking public financing. In the end, John McCain decided that he had been such a long-term advocate of public financing for the general election that he really needed to shift back over onto the public financing system for the general election. His last month that he raised money in general, without the restraints he's under now, was August, and he raised $50 million. Obama raised $66 million. In the next month, September, McCain had opted out of the system, and Obama proceeded to raise $150 million. And here's the point. He got it from 600,000 new donors and returning donations from some of the rest of his donors. He now has over 3 million people who have given him money, and the average contribution is under $100 per person. That is a whole new approach to financing a presidential campaign. We have never seen anything like it in size. And yes, he has blown it up and invented something new.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Madeline.